For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The show, it's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Tomorrow night, we're out in downtown Dunedin for a pub crawl. Do you even know the stops, Spanish?
I do not know the stops.
You know where you're supposed to be at?
No.
I'll tell you where the stops are, and then when you can figure out where you're going to be. First stop, 7 p.m., is at Skip's on Main Street. Second is at Flanagan's Irish Pub, also on Main Street. Then the Rusty Lion on Broadway, Rosie's Tavern on Broadway. Then we bring it back around to Main Street to the Chickaboom Room, where Pipple Toddler will perform. We go in at 9:45 sharp.
Woo!
And we have a hard out at 11 o'clock because of the curfew. So get there early. Have a great time. That is happening tomorrow night. The Pub Crawl, the last big event of the year for the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It'll be nice. I was looking at the Dunedin weather for tomorrow. They say the rain should stop right around 5 o'clock, so it'll be good. It'll be
nice. Nice and slick.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring the golf cart down there so we can drive around.
Yes.
That's why I don't want to bring it, because I just have a feeling that something's going to happen.
Oh, it'll be fun, though.
It's a golf cart type area. There are several down there.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we're going to drink and drive the golf cart, and that's the last thing I'm going to do is spend Christmas in jail because I'm driving a golf cart.
Or we'll drive it off the pier or something.
All right, time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today?
Victor Bond.
What?
Victor Borga.
Oh, thank you. What do we have in news today, Galvin?
In our top story, you guys Victor have Borga. To walk like an Egyptian.
I don't.
Victor Borga.
Yes. I don't think so. I don't.
Victor Borga. Victor Borga.
I won. It keeps going.
Victor Borga.
Does it keep going?
Yes. That's why every time you won, we had to dance and do our stuff. So you guys have to Victor walk Borga. Like an Egyptian.
Oh, until somebody wins three.
Yeah.
Victor Borga.
This is a good mix, though.
Victor Borga.
All right.
Walk like an Egyptian. Yeah. I love this. I appreciate you playing along.
Victor
even
Borga.
I forgot to do it right after I won. Got into the Victor Borga.
What do we have in news today, Victor?
Victor Borga.
The United States will move quickly to withdraw all forces from Syria, the White House abruptly announced Wednesday as President Trump defied warnings from his top advisors.
I don't know what's going on.
And upended plans for a continued mission against the Islamic State. The move plunged U.S. allies into uncertainty and created the potential for greater regional instability, even as it provided Russia and its ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a chance to cement greater control over the country. Trump said in a video message on Twitter, quote, "Our boys, our young women, our men, they're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won."
Well, I don't think we won anything.
Mm.
And he said ISIS was defeated.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No more ISIS?
What?
I love it.
He's lost his goddamn mind.
Oh, no.
Our president. A Hillsborough, this is really sad news. A Hillsborough County deputy sheriff killed his family before killing himself in Plant City on Wednesday. At approximately 6:42 a.m., we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'm sure a lot of people saw the police out there and all that stuff. Deputy Sheriff Terry Strawn, 58 years old, got on the main channel of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office radio and alerted other deputies that he had killed his wife, Teresa, who was 54, his daughter, Courtney, who was 32, and his granddaughter, who was 6 years old, London. He gave the location where all the victims could be found. During the radio transmission, he said that he was going to kill himself at Plant City High School. A supervisor got on the air and tried to calm him down. During this time, three other Hillsborough County deputies located him off of school property. They made every attempt to convince the deputy not to kill himself, said Sheriff Chad Cronister in a news conference on Wednesday. Strawn ultimately killed himself in front of three deputies. Deputies say that Strawn killed his wife and granddaughter at his home before driving to his daughter's home. Strawn shot his daughter.
Dad's here. Let's go out and say hi.
Yeah. So shot his daughter when she answered the door. All three victims died of gunshot.
Why do you do that, you think? Like, why does everybody have to die?
Because
they don't know, really know the motive. They say he was talking about how he was depressed and how things were going wrong, but he's had a great career record, and he was young, and he didn't have any bad health. Like what do you...
Yeah, that's the problem with things like this, is you look for a reasonable explanation, which a lot of times you don't have, whether he thought they would be better off if they were with him in the afterlife or whatever the deal is. You don't know, but yeah, that's really a sad...
It's just sad, selfish. I mean, now, in addition to all the people in your family that you've killed, the rest of your family has to mourn that.
Oh, the rest of the family and all the friends, everybody attached.
The deputies that you killed yourself in front of.
Right.
They're thinking about that now. It's just, that's a real selfish move. You want to take yourself out, grab a shotgun, go into the woods, and leave a note. Said, hey, just so nobody stumbles upon you. You know what I mean? But, I mean, why do other people, why do you have to take other people? Even if you have a fight with your wife and it results in you murdering her, and then you're like, oops, I went too far, now I have to kill myself. You don't have to kill the kids.
Right.
You know, I don't get it.
Yeah, and the whole thing of drive, like, you could almost go, okay, he snapped, boom, 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 you know, that type of thing. But then drive and go, and then answer the door, and then shoot. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like you said, there's really no logical answer, but it's just, it's sad, and it's one of those things now we're all left to try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Horrible.
An 18-year-old is accused of broadcasting live footage of a 17-year-old performing oral sex on him and another person. Dimitri Woolley temporarily left two videos on his social media accounts after they were broadcast, but eventually removed them due to the teen's age. That's according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. However, the teen's mom saw the footage and called law enforcement. Deputies said the younger person consented to the sex acts, but did not consent to them being recorded or distributed. Woolley was arrested and charged with transmitting child pornography utilizing an electronic device. We have a picture of the 18-year-old Dimitri up there on Bone TV.
Well, we found out, especially in the Tampa Bay area, you could secretly record somebody and not get in any trouble for it as long as you pay $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, you just leave it out or come up with enough excuses for it to leak out somewhere and then blame other people for it.
Right.
That's usually what the process is.
Yeah. Maybe he did that.
And plan on retiring on it.
Maybe that's the move that he pulled. Are you still on Facebook?
Oh, by the way, as a father, I kill a kid.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I know my daughter's going to have sex, and she's going to do sex things someday, but if you try to take advantage and videotape and put it on the internet and all that stuff, that's when I snap her neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's during football practice. I go over, grab her by the face mask, and do one of these. Like, oh, this kid's not moving.
Yeah.
This kid's laying there on the ground. Somebody want to get some help over here.
Are you on Facebook?
Of course I'm on Facebook.
Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Gio, you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are screwed. I am not on Facebook. Facebook offered tech giants such as Amazon, Netflix, and Spotify wide access to data such as friends lists and even private messages without users' permission. Now, this is according to the New York Times. They published this on Tuesday.
Now, but question, though. When you say that, and not that it makes any better, but when you say that, people are assuming that they're saying, here, if you want to go through Spanish's emails, you can. I think after reading this article, what they did was they gave them information for their algorithm to search through, so that if you're typing, hey, want to go see that Back to the Future marathon next weekend and knows that that's the kind of movie that you're... So they're not necessarily combing through it with their eyes, but an algorithm and a computer program is going through it to fish for information, which doesn't make it any better, but it is a little bit of a different
situation. Or maybe there's people that are pulling your pictures and like, oh, check this out.
That could be true. Oh, somebody's doing that.
Look at this creep, Just like whenever you go and get your phone fixed. Guess what? They see everything. Yeah. Facebook gave the companies more detailed data than it had previously disclosed as a part of an effort to grow its user base and generate more advertising dollars. However, Facebook's director of developer platform and programs said in a statement that no partnerships or features introduced as a part of the data sharing initiative were done without user permission. So New York Times saying one thing, Facebook saying another thing. Somewhere in the middle is probably the truth. Your pictures are going to be out on the internet. That's all I'm saying. Hope you enjoy this.
Get them all and send me all your naked pictures today before they get out.
Keep them in a lockbox. U.S. supermarket chain Kroger said it has started to use unmanned autonomous vehicles to deliver groceries in Scottsdale, Arizona, in a partnership with Silicon Valley startup Neuro. We have a picture of the vehicle up there. The delivery service uses Neuro's R1, a custom unmanned vehicle. The R1 uses public roads and has no driver, and it is used to only transport goods. Kroger's deal with Neuro underscores the stiff competition in the U.S. grocery delivery market, with supermarket chains angling for a bigger share of consumer spending. Walmart, Amazon have also invested heavily into their delivery operations by expanding their offerings and shortening delivery times. Walmart, Ford Motor Company, and delivery services like Postmates said last month that they would collaborate to deliver groceries and other goods to Walmart customers and that they could someday use the unmanned vehicles. Kroger said that the service would be available in Scottsdale with its Fry's food store for $5.95 and no minimum order or requirement for same-day or next-day deliveries. Mm.
Hmm.
So you could dial up, just beep, 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 put in your stuff, whatever, and then and a car shows up. And this way, the unmanned vehicle, you don't have to feel bad about the old lady delivering the groceries to your thing.
I was going to say, it's the upside to it. I have to watch her decrepit old hands carry my 24-pack of Zephyr Hills water up my driveway while I pretend I'm not looking at her.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I'm busy. Put it on the counter.
Why? I didn't even know you were here. Three more steps. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah.
There you go.
And done. And then you walk out. Yeah. You're watching on your camera. She puts the last bag on the table. I was going to help you.
Is there more in the car? Oh, there is. Oh, I got a phone call. Right.
So how great would that be, though? Your groceries just show up at your house.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Until it smashes into another car and then your groceries are all over.
Or drives through your front window and then opens.
So we talked about this yesterday. Elon Musk and his Boring Company have the tunnel under Los Angeles. Well, they posted a video so you can see how it works. We have the video up on Bone TV. The system in its early stages, but the video shows that you park your car on a track. And then from there, it's like a theme park ride because the tires are locked in, the car is lowered, and then it goes through the tunnel. So I don't understand. I don't know.
I'll tell you, because it's what I looked at yesterday. So what's happening is you don't drive it. They put you on, they shoot you through the other side.
Right, I understand that.
So that everyone is fluid and going, and there's no...
But to get there, so just pull up, boom, you go down, and the next person pull up. Isn't that going to take a long time?
Probably.
Isn't it going to be a miles-long line waiting to go down into the tunnel?
This is a prototype, so it may not be that way. It may just have a down ramp later on the next one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but no matter how you're doing it, you have to have the wheels lock into the track and do that. So
but
that's
still,
it's,
for the second that it... You know what I mean? You know, it's still got to be quicker than, I don't know, Galvin. You think about it, you're right. The congestion of just getting into that thing.
Yeah. Right.
But they're going to have multiple entry points.
And the other thing is claustrophobic.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're literally going through a tunnel that is just big enough for that car to fit in. What if something happens?
Yeah, what if you have a bigger car?
What? No, but also, what if something happens and you can't open your door?
Oh, my God.
You know? You're like, I know. Other cars are coming. It's
they
like,
just fill it with water.
Yeah, it's, oh, it's like the water slide. Yeah. You get stuck, and then other people are coming through, and they're kicking you in the back of the head. I don't know. We don't have to worry about that because we would have
we can't go into water.
Yeah, we would have to have boats to do that. Mm-hmm. The lucky person who won that massive Mega Millions jackpot still has not claimed their prize. The $1.5 billion winning ticket purchased at a KC Mart in Simpsonville, South Carolina on October 23rd, but the winner has not come forward yet. Almost 2 months later, the lottery officials have said the person has 180 days to claim the prize.
Or it goes to Mike Helt.
If the winner doesn't come forward, the upstate store that sold the ticket will receive $50,000. And the state will lose about $60 million in unrestricted tax revenue. Lottery officials say that all states that participate in the Mega Millions will split the money if the ticket isn't claimed by mid-April.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. So it just goes back to the state and then do it again.
Who's not checking their tickets?
A lot of people.
On the billion one?
You?
Yeah, but I know, but I didn't check it because they were like, I mean, I checked it eventually, but they were like, the winner was in South Carolina.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, it wasn't me.
Yeah, but you could still check and see because you could win something. Mm. You know, maybe not the jackpot, but you could definitely win something. But there's a lot of people, maybe somebody got it and they died.
Yeah.
Maybe they got it and they are out of the country for 3 months or something and it's sitting on their dresser.
Or maybe they're smart and there's some reason why they don't want to collect it.
Yeah, that's a possibility too. They know that they still have another 180 days and they're like, yeah, I'm waiting until it all cools out, and then I go and get my stuff. So, I don't know. We'll see. Do you, whenever you go out of the store, the Salvation Army, ding, 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 Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, do you go over there and put any money in?
Nah. I did one time so far this season because I actually had a dollar on me, but I don't usually have cash.
I had some change on me.
And I'll give it some change.
It was a couple quarters and dime, whatever, and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't want that in my pocket.
Throw
you know?
At the person with the bell.
Pretty much how I do it. Well, be careful. I'm not saying that this happens at all of them, but this happened at one of them. A 40-year-old Salvation Army bell ringer was arrested outside of Walmart in Maryland yesterday after he did a bunch of PCP. And then some other interesting things happened. Listen to this story, and we have it on Bone TV, about some of the antics that this guy did. Check this out. Here we go.
The bells that kindle so much holiday generosity are now the focus of an assault case. This after a Salvation Army bell ringer allegedly punched a customer outside the Germantown Walmart. It happened last Wednesday evening.
Walmart employee, he's calling saying a bringer for the Salvation Army is having a full breakdown. They're saying he is agitated. Culture can hear the subject yelling. He has also been rolling around on the ground.
Sources say bell ringer David Kelly was rolling around in the parking lot shouting, I am John Wayne.
Oh, there's more.
As two female officers approached with tasers, Kelly allegedly thrusted his hips and stated, ladies. Paramedics took Kelly to the hospital. Criminal charges are now pending.
Lady.
Today, no answer at the Germantown condo where the 40-year-old lives. Neighbors, too nervous to speak on camera, explained Kelly causes a lot of trouble. In fact, court records reveal a criminal history, including drug possession with intent to distribute, second-degree assault, and disorderly conduct.
Ladies.
The Salvation Army told us it hired Kelly in part to help him afford his prescription medications. The religious charitable organization additionally claimed it was not aware of the allegations of PCP use, but now plans to take Kelly off Red Kettle duty.
Aww.
But my thing is that how do you trust those people from stealing from the kettle?
Oh, yeah, especially this guy who has a history of drug abuse and all kind of stuff. I just love, I got to tell you, PCP sounds fun. I've never done it before, but
that kindle so much.
Hold on. Where was the
lady?
Kelly allegedly thrusted his hips and stated, ladies.
Ladies. That's so great. So just be careful when you're out there and stuff. Syracuse police obtained a search warrant from a judge to compel doctors to perform an invasive rectal probe of a man they suspected of hiding drugs.
In his pooper.
Whoa. In the what is it called? The boo hole?
In the boo hole, yeah.
Boo hole. Even after an x-ray showed nothing out of the ordinary. The suspect, who police said had taunted them that he had hidden drugs up there, refused consent for the procedure. At least two doctors resisted the police request. An x-ray, like I said, had already indicated there were no drugs. They saw no medical need to perform the invasive procedure. But a judge compelled them to do so with a warrant. And after the scope didn't reveal any drugs, the man was billed for $4,000 for the procedure.
Oh. Yeah, made him go up his bull hole because he kept saying stuff.
Yeah, he was saying that they had stuff up there.
Yeah, but, well, that's your problem.
Not only do you get that, now you owe us $4,000. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
There is a woman, 34-year-old woman named Autumn Statterfield. She escaped from a jail in Ohio on Tuesday. The cops eventually found her in a hot tub at a senior center, and they released a video where she tells them something very interesting. It's just a short little video, but we have it up on Bone TV. Check this out.
She said, ladies.
Watch this. Here we go.
Step out of the hot tub. Get up.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Did you hear what she said?
No, what'd she say?
But they go, step out of the hot tub, and here's what she responds with.
Yeah,
I'm naked. Yeah. Little fat lady stuff.
And you hear the guy go, okay.
Yeah, he goes, okay.
Okay.
Boo-ho.
Well, we're going to get you. A burglar who broke into a funeral home and had sex with a corpse lying in a coffin faces a substantial jail term. Kasim Karam of Birmingham, that's over in England, pleaded guilty on Wednesday to an offense of sexual penetration of a body at the co-op funeral home on November 11th. The 23-year-old also admitted burglary. I think that's kind of, once you're banging the corpse, whatever, the burglary is like, yeah, all right, whatever, of the funeral home, breaking into the building with the intention to steal. The offense, he admitted, stated, you intended an act of penetration by a part of a body, by a part of your body.
Oh, man.
The penetration being sexual and knowing or being reckless as to what was being penetrated. The court heard he was sentenced. He's going to be sentenced later on this year.
So I said that when I die, if my legs hurt, if they don't fit in the casket, just break them off of the knees.
Right. Yeah.
Just make me feel, you know, put me in there. Don't, I'm dead.
Okay.
Don't let that guy near me.
No.
No.
Break it in there.
Mm. Oh, doing stuff.
Getting after it. It makes you wonder how many don't get caught. And it makes you think about, like in Kill Bill, how many people are banging people that are in comas.
Seriously, that's terrifying.
Yeah. I was in a coma. Good news, I woke up with twins.
Yeah.
Because I'm pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah, that's very weird. This is a weird story. A high school student has been called an idiot by a bunch of people after injecting himself with biological forms of parts of the Bible and Quran in a risky DIY experiment. The guy,
why would they call him an idiot?
Yeah, the guy from France translated passages from the holy books into DNA to make unknown proteins and inject them into his legs. He said he did the experiment simply because he wondered whether it would be possible. Experts in the field reacted in disbelief to the research.
I don't understand how you turn that into DNA. And
I have no idea how he did it. He made it into DNA from unknown proteins and then injected it into himself.
What
is
happening in France?
That is how supervillains are made, by the way. Just so you know, that's how supervillains
I got to tell you, that's a pretty advanced high schooler because I don't know.
Once Bible Man comes after you.
Yeah. Who played Bible Man?
Willie Ames.
Yeah, you got him right, he did. There is a 55-year-old guy named Angel Ramagar. I don't know how to say his last
name.
No, I'm sorry. He's from Hialeah, Florida. And earlier this month, he stole a Christmas wreath off someone's front door. But he was busted this week when the cops spotted the wreath on his door.
Oh.
Yeah, he stole it and then hung it on his own home.
That's what I would do if I was stealing. I wouldn't steal it to, like, sell it. I'd be stealing it
to decorate your own home, He's in jail now on burglary and petty theft charges.
Wreath. You go to jail for that?
Wreath thief?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. There he is up there, by the way, on Bone TV.
I wreathed.
Yeah. Have you seen how expensive some of those wreaths are?
I know. I drove by a couple of apartment not apartments, but like an apartment complex and their big gate. They got a giant wreath. And I go, I like to steal that. I wouldn't do it, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
My neighborhood does a really good job with all the front gate and all this stuff. They decorate it real, and they put it up right away. And I'm like, you just go. There's nothing. Then you come back and you go, oh, it's a winter wonderland.
Mine pulled a fast move on us.
Yeah.
So they had big white wall out front that had a bunch of ivy growing on it. It looked nice, and we came home one day, and all the ivy was gone. It kind of had dried up, in the winter, and then it had all the stains all over the wall because of where the ivy was. My wife was like, this looks gross. I go, there's no way they're going to leave it like this. They repainted everything before the holidays, and then hung all the Christmas lights and the wreaths. Now you're like, oh, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
They fooled us. They were like, give them 4 days of ugly for months of beauty.
Have any of you guys heard of the GoMad diet?
Oh, yeah.
The what?
GoMad diet.
Nope.
You eat till you go mad.
No.
Oh, I like that.
That's not it.
You don't eat until you go mad.
No. Carmen, any idea? GoMad diet.
If you want to try the GoNad diet, I'd be able to.
All right. I don't know. I have no idea.
Break down the letters. GOMAD. They stand for something.
Gluten.
GOMAD.
O would be.
You're doing very well with this.
Gluten.
Gluten.
Oranges.
Or meat.
Adderall.
No.
I forgot the letters
again. Adderall, isn't that in there?
It's a new fitness trend called the GoMad diet. GoMad stands for gallon of milk a day.
I would crush that.
It's for guys who want to pack on muscle by consuming a ton of calories. Oh. So you drink a gallon of whole milk a day. There, of course, is one downside. You get the... A lot of parts. Yeah, because of all the dairy. Well, depending on how your body processes it. But
let me tell you, mixing in with a little grape nuts.
Yeah.
Boy, that grape nuts really.
Grape
nuts came through me like one of those must tunnels.
Jesus God.
Obviously, both my parents are tall, so, and all my brothers and I are tall. But I think I attribute a lot of it to drinking a lot of milk when we were younger. Yeah, we drank a lot of milk when we were younger. But it's also probably, scientists would say, genetics, since my parents are both tall and it works out that way. Listen, I saw this the other day and I thought, oh, this is funny. But there's a lot of people reacting. We'll talk about it after we watch it. That kind of annoys me. But have you seen the new Google commercial for Google Assistant with Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah,
I have. I put it up on our Facebook page. Yeah. It's brilliant.
It is a really great commercial. We have it up on Bone TV real quick. Of course, he's playing Kevin from Home Alone again.
Mom? Dad? Hey, Google, what's on my calendar today?
You have one event called House to Yourself.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Google, add aftershave to my shopping list. Hey, Google, remind me to clean these sheets later.
Okay, I'll remind you. Someone's at the front door.
What do I owe you?
Looks like you paid online.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Google, turn down the temperature 2 degrees. Hey, Google, begin Operation Kevin.
Operation Kevin underway.
Not only is it...
Better get out of here before somebody sees us.
Not only is it great to see all the Home Alone, the kid, and all the stuff, and all the references in it, but they really integrated the Google stuff well into the show. Yeah. Like, this is a great commercial.
Isn't that a Super Bowl commercial?
Yes, absolutely. Right?
Yeah, if they would have put that out at Super Bowl, I would have been like, that would win, for sure.
But you know what? It's a Christmas thing, so they probably had to get it out beforehand.
Yeah.
But for those of you who haven't seen it, it's a full-grown... Macaulay Culkin doing the Kevin McAllister character from Home Alone, and he's alone, and then it's great because they show him jumping on the bed wearing the same outfit.
Reenacts a lot of the same scenes. He's got macaroni hip. And cheese.
They use all these Google Assist things in there. It's a great way to sell all that. I thought this was brilliant.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I watched it and I was like, oh, this is good. Yeah. But then there's too many people that are like, I didn't know how much I needed this in my life. Boy. This is life. And it's like, all right, it's a good, clever ad, but like, relax. There's too much of that lately. People with, you know, this thing. Oh, this new candy. This is my world. Like, settle down. That's how people wind up, you know. Yeah. So let's see. Business Insider just put out a list of the 45 most successful Christmas movies of all time. The numbers are not adjusted inflation or anything like that. I have the top 10.
Oh, you're saying just money grossing wise or?
Yeah, most successful of all time.
Well, I would have easily said It's a Wonderful Life, but I don't think that that probably makes much money.
It's a Wonderful Life is not in the top 10.
Right. I didn't. Yeah.
Think about the Christmas movies that have made the most money. Elf comes in at number 6 from 2003, made $173.4 million.
The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Jim Carrey's.
Jim Carrey's The Grinch is, let's see. Yes. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, right, which was 2000. Jim Carrey made $260 million. That comes in at number 2.
I love that movie.
Yeah. That's a good movie. That was his best. Yeah, for sure.
So what did better than that? Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
Die Hard, not a Christmas movie.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way actually is not in the top 10.
That's
but a
shame.
Great.
Is good.
Yeah, where's Home Alone land?
Home Alone's number 1.
Is it?
Yeah, Home Alone came out in 1990 and made $285.8 million.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's number 1. Let's see. The new Grinch, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, that came out in 2018. I don't know. Is it out yet?
Yeah.
It's out soon. 224. Oh, I guess it would be since it's on the list, dummy. I'm an idiot. $224.2 million. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, starring our president, Donald Trump, came in at number 5. The Polar Express came in at number 4. You got Elf at number 6. Any other guesses? We still have 7, 8, 9, 10.
Charlie Brown? Oh, that's not a movie. That's a TV show.
No Charlie Brown.
Four Christmases.
Four Christmases came in at number 10.
It's a good movie.
Vince Vaughn, it's great. Yeah. I came in at $120.1 million. That was out in 2008.
Christmas Story?
A Christmas Story? No.
Really?
Oh, wow. Not in the top 10.
Yee.
Because that probably didn't do very well at the theaters.
No, but think about it. It's a legendary Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And what's that kid's name that's in it?
Peter Billingsley.
Peter Billingsley is not even in the top 10. Meanwhile, Vince Vaughn's Four Christmases, because they're best friends, comes in number 10.
Yeah.
And hardly anybody saw that movie. Funny. Miracle on 34th Street.
No.
Really?
Scrooged.
No.
Ooh.
Christmas with the Cranks.
No.
What is it?
You're forgetting one big one because it's part 1 and part 2 are in here.
Bad Santa?
No.
Ooh, Bad Santa's good too.
Oh, that's a good guess.
He goes up on his roof and he falls off.
Allen.
The Santa Claus.
Wait, Christmas Vacation's not in there?
No, it's not. Well, it's not in the top 10. The Santa Claus comes in at number 7 with $144.8 million. And then the Santa Claus 2 comes in at number 8 with $139.2 million. By the way, are they coming out with a new one? Is there the Mrs. Claus that's coming out?
Of course.
I wouldn't surprise me.
In 10 years, it'll be the Transgender Claus.
And then number 9 is a Christmas Carol that came out in 2009, $137.9 million. I don't know who was in that came out in 2009. Any idea?
A Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
I will look it up for you.
Is it a lady named Carol? Carol.
A Christmas Carol movie stars. Let's see. Oh, that's the it's a Scrooge one. And it stars Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, and that was
it's live like a
action.
Claymation kind
of
thing.
Yeah. All right, there you go. So
we're dating, so we'll make a movie together.
Top grossing Christmas movies of all time. Yep. An activist from Africa wants Disney to relinquish its trademark on the phrase Hakuna Matata from The Lion King, claiming that it amounts to cultural appropriation.
Oh, boy.
He started an online petition, and as of last night, it had more than 70,000 signatures on it. Yeah. Good luck. We'll see what happens with that.
Hakuna your mother.
Huh?
Hakuna your mother.
And finally in news, the world's highest paid comedians of 2018. I have Amy the top Schumer. 10. This is the highest paid comedians. Amy Schumer is not.
The National Weather Service in Ruskin has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Manatee County in west central Florida until 8 a.m. At 7:40 a.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 12 miles north of Mayaca City, or 21 miles east of Palmetto, moving north at 35 miles an hour. Hazard, tornado. Source, radar-indicated rotation. Impact, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This tornadic thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of northeastern Manatee County, including the following locations: Duet. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Repeating, a tornado warning has been issued until 8 a.m. for the following county, Manatee, Florida.
His name is...
He's been in studio with us a few times. He was on the phone with us. He's really, in this last year, has become kind of a household name.
Oh, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yes, with $15 million. Good for Sebastian.
Yeah.
Who else is in there?
Couldn't sell outside splitters.
I know, right?
Now he's making $15 million a year.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Rob. It'll come around for you.
No, it won't. Who else you got in there? You've got the top three. Yeah, you got Jerry Seinfeld, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle.
Right. So you got who's making movies is what I got to think about. What comedians are making. Tracy Morgan.
No. No.
Yeah. Spanish, who else?
I can't think of anybody who's been in any movies.
Comedians! Think of comedians!
Kevin Hart, that's it.
I don't like when Gavin yells at us. Yeah. Makes me very nervous.
Think of another black comedian!
Oh, why are they going to be black, you little racist?
This is number four is a black comedian.
Oh.
Hannibal Buress.
You're a jerk.
Oh, my God.
What? Number four. As far as comedians go.
In movies.
Is.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Kevin Hart. And ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Rock.
Cedric
there you go, Chris Rock.
Yeah, I got it, everybody.
Comes in at number four with $30 million. Yeah. Ricky Gervais, number five with $25 million. This is unbelievable to me, but good for him. I'm not saying anything bad. Gabriel Iglesias.
Bob Zaney. Yeah.
Fluffy comes in at number six with $20.5 million. Ooh. And then this guy went on a show to try and win. Hey, look, I got talent and I got a puppet. Terry Fader, who we're giving tickets away to go see, has $18 million. Jim Gaffigan in at number eight with $17.5 million. And then another puppet guy, Jeff Dunham, $16.5 million. We love puppets. That's the thing that I learned about us is we love puppets.
Don't let me in that group.
Yeah, you love them. I see you all the time watching puppet videos.
I see, moving your hand over there.
Just because I stick my hand in Spanish butt and make him sit on my lap doesn't mean I like puppets.
So that is the top 10 highest paid comedians of 2018.
Who do you think were the, like, the breakout comedians of 2018?
Well, I think Tiffany Haddish has come along now. Well, she's in a bunch of movies and stuff.
I'm just saying, like Bert definitely has to have had one of the better years for comedians because of his special.
Yeah, I think this was a big year for Sebastian, obviously.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, he kind of blew up this year. A lot of these guys have been around for a while. Jerry and Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle and all those guys we know, you know. But Gabriel Iglesias is just... making money, and for a long time he's been making a lot of money. That's like Russell Peters. Russell Peters is not like a household name, but he makes so much money it's unbelievable, and he tours everywhere.
And they say he's not even that funny.
No, I think he's very funny.
Right, but he's not Dave Chappelle funny, but it's a matter of him just knowing his audience.
Yeah.
You know? And Russell Peters makes millions of dollars and has for a long time.
And the thing about Russell Peters is, so he's of Indian descent and he grew up in Canada and he can do a lot of different dialects and stuff, and he's traveled a lot, so he knows. So he'll make fun of all that stuff. So you see all these people, the Filipino people and all these Indian people and all these different that he makes fun of, and they love to go and they're like, that's totally true. That's my uncle. That's, you know, this, whatever.
Russell Peters was selling out arenas before most of these comedians.
Joe Coy has to be making a ton of money, and he did his last special. Netflix didn't want his special, so he went and did it by himself, paid for it all, did all his stuff, whatever, and then brought it to Netflix, and they go, oh yeah, okay, we'll put that on. So you know he got a big chunk of money for that, so good for him.
Good for those guys. All right, I like to see comedians do well. I like to see guys that we've known for a long time finally hit their stride, you know, and reach that national audience.
And it's good to see guys like Jerry Seinfeld finally making some money.
Yeah. he'll be okay in retirement.
I think so. At what point is he a billionaire? How much is he worth? He's got to be worth so much money.
I say Jerry Seinfeld's worth $750 million.
Yeah?
And I think that's ridiculously low. I think he's probably worth more than that.
Let me see what his...
I'm going to say he's worth 900. He's close to being a billionaire.
It says $860 million. Yeah.
That seems about right.
In comparison, Tom Cruise sits at number three in the world, blah, blah, $480 million, whatever. So Jerry has $860 million, which, by the way, this is from the beginning of this year. So add on that other. Oh. So he's already over $900 million.
Jesus.
Right? Over 900.
Good for you, Jerry.
Yeah, right?
Show about nothing.
Yeah. That's how you do it. That is it for news.
Good, stupid news. All right, let us take a break. We've got a whole lot of our last show left, and we got a bunch of stuff to give away, and I don't want to keep...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.